You're listening to The Point. Cape Rep Theatre in Brewster is perhaps best known for a robust summer schedule of performances in both their indoor and outdoor theatres, but the theatre also has a robust educational component. Joining us to talk about the free theatre educational programs getting underway this fall is Maura Hanlon, Associate Artistic Director at Cape Rep Theatre. Welcome.
Thanks, Mindy. Thanks for having
us. It's a mouthful.
It is. It's true.
So give us a little bit of background about Cape Rep Theatre and why education is part of your mission.
Well, central to our mission is to provide creative professional opportunities for artists from this community. And to do that, we bring in people from outside so that we get better and so that we keep growing. And part of that opportunity to become a professional means training people to become professional. So we discovered that for me, particularly because I grew up on the Cape and moved back here as a professional, I decided I wanted to make a program that I would have wanted when I was a teenager. So we kicked off, this will be our fourth year, with a young company that we call Yoko, and it's free professional training through intensive production for any Cape teenager from eighth grade through high school, even into before they're 21, for anyone who wants to be involved. And everyone is accepted and everyone is pushed, and it's hard and it's fun. It's rigorous. They get full-on acting training, voice and speech, text analysis, audition technique, all through a rigorous rehearsal process. So a lot of one-on-one coaching with professionals, and the professionals from the theater, including Art Divine, sitting across the table from me, who teaches stage combat to them. They get a lot in an eight-week period of time that culminates in three public performances. That became such a successful program for us because young artists on the Cape want to be challenged. They want to work. They want to be treated as professionals. They want it to be hard.
It's a lot more than memorizing lines.
It's a lot more than memorizing lines. And yeah. And we wanted to give them the opportunity to acquire those professional skills without money being a problem of it.
So do they have to have any kind of theater background?
Nope.
Or they can just be anybody?
Anybody. Anybody interested. And we have, the first year we had 12 kids, and then the past 2 years we've had 16. They come from Plymouth, and they come from Wellfleet and all points in between. And we rehearse 3 days a week for 7 weeks, and then more intensively 5 days the last week before we go up. And we do three performances open to the public. And it's hard. We pick hard language. For me, your instrument is your body. And it really requires that we do difficult language, difficult pieces. So our first year we did an hour-long version of Macbeth. And I want to make sure it's not a full-length play. We want to do it in an hour, hour and 15, so that we have time over the 8 weeks for them to be successful. So we did Macbeth the first year. The second year, I adapted Great Expectations. And then last year, Emily Wilson, I don't know if you know Emily Wilson's most recent translation of The Odyssey. She's a classics professor. It's an astonishing translation. She gave us permission to adapt her contemporary adaptation of The Odyssey. So we did The Odyssey last year, which for me was really showed what Yoko can do, because it was physically bold. It was the language was remarkable. The kids were so great. They grow so much.
So do you find that the kids that are participating in Yoko, do they not have these opportunities at the schools? I know Barnesville High has an amazing theater
Absolutely.
Program. So does Bourne.
There is a tremendous amount of theater on the Cape. After school theater is a different thing than, you're not going to go to your after school theater program typically and get to do audition prep. You're not going to audition in front of each other. You're not going to hear why and how you got cast in the part you were going to get cast in. You're not going to get one-on-one voice and speech and dialect coaching with a professional. You're not going to get necessarily the intensive fight choreography that you're going to get from
us.
That's
a lot.
It's a lot. We do a lot. And, you know, it's a totally transparent process. So the kids learn, they all learn how to audition, and then they audition in front of each other. And then I sit at the table with all of them and say, this is what I'm going to do and why. And it's really about pushing them beyond what their expectations are for themselves.
So how do you, we mentioned this is free.
It's free.
So how do you pay for that?
Well, when we started, the theater just decided to be committed to it.
Wow,
and so a lot of us on the staff are the teachers in the program. And I direct it, and I do the acting teaching. Allison Weller, who's an equity actress, is our voice and speech and dialect coach. Art is our stage combat professional. Julie Allen Hamilton, an actor-director stage manager, is the stage manager. We have professional designers come in. They get sets and lights and costumes, and you know, we do the whole thing.
That's amazing.
So because it was so successful, and because I think young people are looking for a community, they're looking for a place that really engages them in a way to be challenged and to try something difficult. I think that this becomes that for them. I also think it's really important that they do something outside of school because they don't know each other and they're coming in and building this new sense of ensemble where they can just start fresh without any other expectations on them except for what we're doing in this moment.
Right. So the Young Company program is getting started soon.
Yes, we have an information session.
Give us a sense of the schedule and how interested students can get involved.
Okay, so first it's online, caperep.org, or you can call the box office 508-896-1888 for more information. But if you go to our website and look up the Young Company, we're having an information session on campus at 7 o'clock on November 4th for anyone who wants to find out more. A lot of the kids that are part of YOCO already will be there. Some of the teachers will be there. Certainly I will be there, and we'll give them a lot of information. We rehearse Wednesday, Friday evening, 6 to 9, Sundays in the afternoon. We're going to rehearse for the first 2 weeks of December. Then we take a break for the holidays. Then we come back in January, and we work right through, and the show goes up on February 7th and 8th.
All right. You mentioned Art Devine, who's sitting here with us as well, an associate artist at Cape Rep Theater. Associate artist, you saw the success of the YOCO company and had this idea. Tell us what was the idea?
Well, I think it's, first of all, a beautiful model to just copy, if I may. So I stole the model from Mara and Cape Rep and developed the Vetco, which is the veterans company. I came into theater at the age of 37. I was kind of isolated, didn't have a whole lot of social networking, and got into theater, and it changed my life. And I have this huge extended family of artists that I met through theater over the past 35 years have had a range of wonderful experiences as a director, as an actor, as a writer. And so I wanted to give back to the veterans of our community. Yeah. And so we started Vetco. And it's the same thing. It's free. It's intensive. It's fun. And you don't have to have any experience, as George Avery, who's sitting beside me, will...
I'm going to bring George in a second.
Because he is the best.
But first, this last year was the first year.
It was the first year.
Cape Rep offered Vetco. And how did you get the word out, and how many people participated?
Well, that's a good question, Mindy. We didn't think we were going to get anybody, because first of all, vets are very difficult to drag out of their bunkers. And
you're a vet. I think it's important to remind.
Yes, I am a vet. I'm a Vietnam vet. And, you don't like to join anything. You just leave me alone, that sort of thing. And plus, theater? No way. I can't do theater. What, men in tights? Come on. So we did an information session at the theater, and we were blown away. We had some...
16 people showed up
that
night. Yeah.
And you have to commit. You have to sign a contract. You have to commit to the rehearsal process. It's as intensive as YOCO. 3 nights a week, 3 hours a night, with a production at the end of 3 live performances in front of an audience.
Real people.
And these people have no experience. But I think the beauty of it is, and this is the thing that was so much fun, and I say this to a lot of people, in what universe is a 73-year-old gentleman going to come in, audition for the lead role of Cyrano, and get it? Or a 69-year-old woman play Roxanne? And that's what we had. Yeah. And they were amazing, and they had to learn a very difficult text, do stage combat, sword fighting, learn lines, learn just what a stage is, which way is stage left, which way is stage right, how to memorize. It was really fun. And these people took to it like, ducks to water, George will.
George Avery, who is one of the participants of Vetco.
Yes.
So how did you find out about the program, and what was your first experience like?
Facebook is where I found it. My wife showed me. So I know Art and Mo from baseball. We coached our kids together.
Ah.
So when this came up, I just said, I'm doing it. I'm just doing it. And it was so much fun. It's so hard, but the end result was fantastic. I'm trying to find more people to do it. I think everybody would have so much fun. Yeah. I grew up not doing anything with theater, not going to theater, not even seeing plays. So I hadn't a clue. We've just started going to Cape Rep Theater to see their shows. And then when I got this opportunity, I'm like, boom,
I'm in.
Here I am.
Yeah.
All right, so if I could quit work, I'd be there all the time.
So unlike the Yoko or the Young Company program, the Vetco gives training in all aspects of theater arts. What are some of the options for people who may not want to be in the stage on the spotlight? You teach them what, like design, set design?
If they're interested, they can branch off. This is for acting.
The
Vetco and the Yoko is for performance, and it's professional theater training as far as being on stage. However, we also introduce them to there's stagecraft, there's set construction, set design, lights, costumes, makeup, stage management, anything that they want to branch into, painting.
That is really important to the performance, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more important as far as I'm concerned, because without all that, you'd just, you know, you hang up a sheet and let's
really
put on
interesting
a play.
Because we want the young company to do the same thing. If we have young people that are interested in participating but don't necessarily want to be actors, right, it doesn't mean they're not allowed to participate. We'll bring them in and put them on the other side of the table with us.
Yeah.
So it really is about that kind of exposure. You know, it's interesting because art came to the theater older. And I do think for people who aren't thinking of this as an opportunity like George, you don't realize what an astonishing distraction going to be somebody else for a little while is, or working together as a team to make something in a way that you've never thought about. The teamwork, the ensemble building, it's just ridiculously fun and fulfilling.
So, all of us together, it just worked out. It is so much fun. Yeah. I never thought I could do something like this.
So, George, what was the performance you did last year?
I was Christian. I was the love interest of Roxanne.
Ooh. We did Cyrano.
So, I'm 62 years old. I was the youngest. So that can show you we need younger vets.
We need the younger guys that are, you know, just coming back from being deployed.
And women. I mean, we went to the Veterans Expo on Saturday and met a lot of people. And there were a lot of younger women vets. So ladies, come on out. This is really...
Right. Now, sometimes people are hesitant to try something new or get out of their comfort zone, especially, you know, when it involves a public performance, you know. So what do you say to, and I guess, George, this will be you, what do you say to a veteran who might be reticent to participate, like, me, get up on stage?
I never thought that, you know, and, well, I guess I can't say what people said. After I did it, all my friends were saying they could not do it. Right. There's no way. So it just like there are, and Mo is saying, it's out of your comfort zone. But boy, what
rewarding!
It's all in there.
Yeah. And you know, it's a safe situation. We're not going to put someone into a position where they're going to fail.
Yeah.
It's really, really important for us that we make sure people are in a position where they can be successful.
And so, they see that Mo and Art see who can do this part. Mm-hmm. Say, all right, George, you can't talk.
You're a little outgoing, George. Maybe you're good for the stage.
I think so. But so someone who isn't might, you know, be in the background.
Have a small
but
part.
Honestly, we didn't know last year with the vets how it was
anybody,
going to be for
right?
them because it was such a new thing, you know. And when you get closer to it, you sort of go through, okay, are we going to let people hold book? Are they going to be able to learn all these words? What are we going to do? And I think in any given situation, people come up to what the situation requires. I certainly think veterans know that maybe
totally.
Better than anybody,
right.
That you're going to pull through and work together to make something.
Yeah.
At least it's going to be something.
Right. So, Art, how do you decide what, you know, what are good options for Vetco for when you're, you know, deciding what material?
I actually don't decide.
Oh, you
it's,
don't?
It's Mo and Janine.
Okay. So how do you decide?
You know, it's really hard. Because you never know in any Yoko Vetco season how many participants you're going to have, we really look for pieces that are ensemble-based so that, you know, like, I suspect this year there are going to be a lot of young people coming out for the young company because it is getting bigger and bigger. And we've tried to schedule it so it doesn't compete with school things. That's the other thing about it, not competing with their school obligations or their school shows. So we look for something that's ensemble-based. Last year, we were like, it's mostly men and we have one woman. What can we find? can we get away with dressing two men as women? Can mm-hmm. two men be nuns? Would that be funny? That would be funny. So I have already an idea of what I'm hoping we can achieve for them this year.
Oh, nice.
Are you going to share that with us?
No.
I don't even know,
because
Mindy.
It might change. It might change. Okay. With the vet company, I'm less inclined to push them toward more of the rigorous language-driven things that I can go more contemporary. So I have a couple of contemporary comedies that I'm looking at for them because that makes them feel freer. Mm-hmm. Don't put it past me. I'm just awaiting the day we jump down the Shakespeare well with you guys.
Oh my God.
I've got to be able to cast men as women, women as men. It's got to be free enough.
Yeah.
And that's what scares Art the most, is the fact that he doesn't know what it is. Oh, and this is interesting about Vetco. That's different from the young company. Last year, we brought in two professionals to work with
them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they had behavior to model. They had good acting to model. So we had Jack Kerrig and Paul Schuyler were in the company of Cyrano last year with the veterans.
Which was wonderful.
And so they did help a lot.
They mm-hmm. did. They had fellow actors on stage that they could watch, yeah. that yeah. they could
see
come up
goes.
To.
Yeah.
So it's a slightly yeah. different model with the vet company than
and
it is with the young company.
And the same as the young people, it's open to any veteran? Right?
Any
yes.
veteran.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's no
any
requirement
service.
Except... Yeah. That yeah. you're a veteran.
Okay. Right.
And have you ever considered having the veterans and students work together
yes.
on the production?
We're yeah. looking down the road yeah. to do a combined production with the young
Absolutely.
And the older guys.
They're
and...
going to be better than us, though.
It was so great, though. Vetco came and watched the kids in the Odyssey, and then yeah. the young company came and watched
we support
the
each
veterans.
Other.
Yeah. And,
it sounds really exciting.
This sort of presence of theater for your community, I think, is super, super important. And, I envision for us, we have a building project on campus, and when we finish renovating the Crosby Barn on our site, the possibilities for making theater, for making art at home, for making work that engages this community is everything. And economic accessibility is so central to that here where we live. So I see the vet company and the young company coming together, making a piece short term with the broader community, mm-hmm. annually or every 2 years, that we all come together and do something enormous
yeah.
for a short period of time.
Such
just
fun.
Just
yeah.
to remember
See,
what we do.
The thing I loved about what you did, though, George, and what all the guys did, but he came in, he goes, there's no way. I can't learn all these lines. This is so
there was
hard.
So much.
This is so hard. And to watch him grow, and you can speak to it yourself, by the time it came for performance, they were yeah. a little rattled because they're going to have to do it in front of an audience, but they came up to
it
the
totally
level
worked.
Of performance.
You don't know what you can do till you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out like...
And George, even if you forget your lines,
you
still
don't
do
know it.
It.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep going.
Because
right.
the audience doesn't know what I'm supposed to say.
Right.
Anyway, thank goodness.
As long as you keep going, you're okay.
Yes, yeah. and that's right. what we got. That's what art
But
said.
You did it, and
yes.
you did it beautifully.
Thanks. I had... I'm telling you, it was so much fun. I'm ready now. I'm waiting.
I have to tell you a quick funny story,
sure.
Mindy. After the show, we're in the lobby, and he says to his wife, I can't do this. I can't do Vetco, and I can't, because he's a contract. He has his own contracting business. I can't do this. It's just too hard. She goes, so you're going to give up Vetco? He goes, no, I'm thinking of giving up contracting and do this full time. I said, George, keep the day job.
Yeah.
You've got to pay the bills. We'll post a link with more information about the Young Company and Veteran Company free theater education programs for youth and veterans offered by Cape Rep Theater at our website, capeandislands.org. Maura Hanlon, Associate Artistic Director at Cape Rep Theater, Art Devine, Associate Artist at Cape Rep Theater, and George Avery, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you
a wonderful
so much
idea.
For having
And you need
us.
To
so
come
great.
Down and see it.
You bet I will.